The opposition spokesman for Home Affairs, James Patterson, says the government's new foreign interference policy has a gaping hole in its scope. He also says while it's welcome news the government is taking foreign interference seriously, some aspects of the announcement were disappointing. Mr. Patterson says claims the Labor government will make a foreign interference task force a permanent feature are false, and says this was in fact already implemented by the former government. He says the opposition's main concern with the policy is the plan falls silent on the issue of cyber-enabled foreign interference.
But the biggest problem with the government's announcement is the gaping hole at the heart of the announcement, and that is that it's completely silent on the question of cyber-enabled foreign interference, including through social media. The reason why this is a gaping hole is it is the number one source of foreign interference in our economy, in our country. It is the dominant source, the dominant vector of foreign interference, because it is cheap, it is deniable, and it can be done remotely. And if you don't have a plan to deal with foreign interference through social media and cyber-enabled foreign interference, then you're not serious about tackling it.